From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Indira Lakshmanan. Tensions are high in the Middle East as Russia said it will deploy anti-aircraft missiles in Syria a day after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet that Turkey says strayed into its airspace. Russia insists its jet stayed in Syrian airspace and the plane's surviving captain says he got no warnings. Turkey and Russia have promised today not to go to war over this, but there are still many questions about what happened and the likely fallout. Nadia Bilbasi-Charters is Washington Bureau Chief for Al Arabiya News Channel. Nadia, is Turkey saying anything new today about why they shot down the jet?
Well, I mean, basically, they're saying that this plane has been warned 10 times. The U.S. and now it seems like a Lebanese pilot is confirming that he actually did hear some warning that was given to the Russian pilot before the plane was shot. And they're sticking with their version that it violated the sovereignty of Turkey. But I think it's also it comes at the heel of many previous attempts of Syrians and Russians' plane probably to penetrate the Turkish airspace. And in a tense situation where you have Russian military air force supporting or rather hitting the opposition that the U.S. and Turkey is supporting, then this is clearly is about to happen. And as you know, and you're very well from covering that part of the world, also the fact that the U.S. and the Russians need to have some kind of agreement on what they call deconflicting, which to make sure that in a very limited airspace that neither the U.S. or its allies forces or the Russians or the Syrian Air Force are engaged, whether accidentally or whatever reason, in an accident like this that will generate a very complex military situation on the ground and complicate any diplomatic efforts.
Well, all of that is true, that the major powers have been talking about deconflicting, making sure their planes don't get in each other's way. But minor violations of airspace are relatively common. Turkey says this has been happening frequently as Russian jets have been flying bombing raids over Syria. So we have to ask, why shoot this jet down now? It seems like a huge risk.
It is a huge risk. You know, it might be a decision that's taken by the Turkish military. It might be the fact that if you look at statistics, that since the Russians have been militarily, you know, sending their troops and being in existence in Syria, most of their operations is not against ISIS, as they said, but it's really supporting President Assad and trying to target the very opposition that Turkey has been supporting.
All right, well, let's address that, because a big piece of the context here is that Turkey and Russia, as you say, have been backing very different sides of this 4.5-year-long civil war in Syria. Turkey has been trying to get Syrian President Bashar al-Assad out, whereas Russia has been backing him. So how much of a factor was that in Turkey shooting down the plane or in Russia even violating Turkey's airspace in the first place, if indeed they did?
It's a big factor. You cannot separate any military escalation from the political scene that's been happening, as you said, for 4.5 years. Many people believe that before the Russians decided to interfere militarily, that the opposition was some kind of winning, and I'll put it in inverted commas. They have been making advances towards traditionally is considered an Alawite area, people who are considered the backbone of supporters of the Syrian regime. And they were encircling the countryside of Damascus. So they were posing a direct threat. And when the Russians came, the whole reason was not to fight ISIS, but to support the Syrian regime and President Assad in particular.
All right. Well, there are other complicating factors here. This happened over an area where there's been a longstanding border dispute between Turkey and Syria, the Hatay province of Turkey. Russia has supported Syria's claim to the territory. And there are also this Turkmen minority who live in that area. And supposedly Russia has been bombing Syrian villages populated by the Turkmen minority. You have been to both sides of the Turkey-Syria border here. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, and you're absolutely right on. If you cross this border, I mean, the border is almost between Hatay province, which is in southern Turkey, and northern Syria. It's a border, and many of us traveled all over the world, and we have seen borders between two countries. But this border in particular, you just literally just walk across the other side, and you are in Syria. And therefore, we have seen the influx of refugees coming to Syria through that border. The Turks has long time a claim on that part of northern Syria, and many people actually have been looking into this geopolitical conflict with a very sobering eye on what Turkey wanted to do in the aftermath. Of course, one of the reasons for Turkey is to prevent any control of the Kurdish forces. This is paramount for them, and this is one factor that complicates the whole scene. But the fact, and maybe this has come back to your question, which is why now and why they decided to do it, to hit this plane at this particular time, is maybe because it's actually, as you said, Turkmen tribes who are by nature and by name, they are Turkish speakers, and they are very close or identified actually ethnically and culturally with Turkey. And therefore, this attack or this provocation of flying in their airspace and around that area on the border, it's been seen as attack on Turkey itself. Mm-hmm. And probably President Erdogan just had enough. As you know, many people actually, the irony of it all, that both President Putin and Erdogan have the same mentality in terms of, showing strength. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be dominant in the area. They want to make sure that their word is heard, and they don't want anybody to mess with them.
All
and
right.
Maybe we have seen this escalation now.
All right. Nadia Bilbasi Charters is Washington Bureau Chief for Al Arabiya News Channel. Nadia, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Indira.